It is 6:15 now. It is Thursday. Really nice out there. 81 right now and sunny. You know, yesterday we talked to one of the lawmakers who passed to help pass the good jobs bills out of the House, the Senate also concurring. It's now in front of the governor, who will sign it. Tony Daunt is a man who's been opposed to this thing all along, executive director of the Michigan Freedom Fund. Tony, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, good evening, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, the Michigan Freedom Fund, that's what, backed by the DeVos family, is that right?
Well, you know, that's how people tend to describe it. Well, we have supporters, you know, who are all across the state. Certainly the DeVos family, you know, supports the things that we do, but we have numerous supporters, both financial and otherwise, throughout the state.
Now, business leaders have been quoted as saying that this is how we stay in the game. If we want to compete against other states, we have to have these incentive programs to get these major companies here. Why are you opposed to this?
Well, you know, we've seen this type of targeted incentive practices over the last few years, you know, not necessarily recently, but in particular during the Granholm years. Mm-hmm. And they've proven to be failures. And we believe that, you know, we understand business leaders from Michigan, you know, that they see this as the way to do things to attract business. We agree that we want to have as many jobs here in Michigan. We want Michigan to be a hub of activity for all sorts of jobs. But the simple fact of the matter is, for us, the best way to do that, the most equitable way to do that, would be to lower rates for everybody, to lower our personal income tax rates, make it more attractive for people to move here, lower corporate income tax rate, make it more attractive to do business here for everybody, not just for the politically connected large businesses that this legislation is meant to go after.
Okay, now we talked to the chair of the Tax Policy Committee in the House. He said yesterday that they didn't have a partner in the Senate. He supported cutting the income tax. The Senate didn't allow that to go through. Why do you think we saw a different reaction in the Senate on this good jobs bill?
You know, I think that it's easy for people to get caught up in the political rhetoric about creating jobs, and that if we don't pass this particular legislation, then Michigan's going to lose out. And then you have this, you know, the governor comes out with this urgency that this Foxconn company is, you know, supposedly promising 5,000 jobs to Michigan. And
What about that? Do you think that we should be trying to get Foxconn over here? I mean, it is thousands of jobs.
I think that we should be looking to attract jobs from any company from anywhere, you know, either that are companies that are already here in Michigan, companies from other states, companies from other countries. But again, we think that the best way to do that, to make Michigan attractive, is to make it so that, you know, everybody gets lower tax rates, right? Not just these incentives, these handouts.
But these are major incentives too, right? I mean, this is a very generous incentive for these companies, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly generous to be able to capture, rather than remit the income taxes from the employers to the government, to be able to keep that, reinvest in your company. That's a great benefit. Anybody would be crazy to turn it down if it's being offered.
But you couldn't do that statewide. I mean, you couldn't have that as a policy across the board, right?
No, and that's why we think this is such bad policy, because it picks winners and losers. And in order to even be considered for this type of policy, you got to be a big dog that's going to create at least a couple hundred jobs at a certain salary rate. Right. What about the small guys that are, you know, they've got 15 people and they want to expand 5? They don't get this kind of
that's a good point.
Corporate welfare handout.
That's a good point. Do you think we would lose out on some of these big deals, though, if we did not have a program like this in place?
You know, I don't want to speculate on what these companies are ultimately up to. I think, again, we've seen past history with the film credits, with different incentives that are very similar in nature, that the companies, they see who's going to give them the most. They kind of know where they want to go, and then they're just playing the states, the localities off of each other to see who's going to give them the biggest handout. Mm-hmm. And once another state comes along, offers them something more, they're not any, there's no real ties here. They just pick up and leave. You know, it's Governor Snyder said it himself that this type of stuff is the heroin drip of government. Those are his words.
So how do you think he ended up supporting this in the long run then?
I think he simply, again, bought into this rhetoric, this idea that, well, everybody else is doing it, so we need to do it too. And that may be true, that everybody else is doing it. We're not saying don't do things to make us more attractive. We're saying doing it in a more equitable fashion. Do it so that it applies to everybody, so that everybody gets a break.
Yeah.
Individual income taxpayers, individual hard workers of Michigan get a tax break, not just the politically connected business owners who are pushing things like this.
So do you feel lawmakers just are not listening to you at this point? Or?
I think that, we had a spirited debate on this, and, you win some, you lose some in these battles, and kudos to the other side on their victory. You know, we're disappointed that the legislature saw fit to vote for this, in particular some of the so-called conservative members of the House. But, you know, we look forward to continuing the debate, to keeping track of how these things play out and pushing our ideas on ways to make Michigan better.
Tony Daunt, Executive Director of the Michigan Freedom Fund, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Tony.
You got it, Michael. Thanks for having me.